Hello and welcome to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich. This is edition number 2210 and it was recorded on Thursday, the 23rd of February, 2023.
Now, here is John to introduce our first batch of news items for the evening news.
Hello everyone, here's our first batch of news items, which will be followed as usual by a selection of letters and two features. Our first group of stories are all about science and nature, covering butterflies' fight for survival through to crops being less tasty to pests. Norfolk's butterflies are battling to survive amid habitat loss and climate change, warns a new report. It says habitat loss has led to dramatic declines in those species that require flower-rich grasslands, heath and woodland clearings to thrive. These species have, on average, decreased by more than a quarter in abundance. Dr. Richard Fox, head of science for butterfly conservation, said, "This comprehensive stock take of the state of the UK's butterflies reveals the huge scale of the challenge to halt and reverse the decline in butterfly populations in the years ahead. Thanks to tens of thousands of people who contribute sightings through the UK, we now have data to plot the changing fortunes of our butterflies."
The How Wild is your garden event aimed to inspire primary school age children to appreciate green spaces and protect them from generations to come. More than 100 children attended the event at Old Catton Church Hall on Thursday, run by volunteers from the Deer Park Action Group. The DPAG has campaigned to protect green space in Old Catton from housing developers, with Norfolk Wildlife Trust hopeful that county wildlife site status will be awarded to the deer park in Spixworth Road. Activities on the day include handling natural history objects, courtesy of Norfolk Wildlife Trust, a poo detective programme so children understand what critters live in their garden pond, dipping and handling live animals such as snakes, a hedgehog, jackdaw, giant cockroach and a skunk. A lot of the children were saying how important the deer park is to them. They see it on the way to school and visit it. We need to protect it for the next generation.
Norwich scientists are delving into the DNA of oilseed rape crops to find ways to make them less palatable to voracious beetle pests. Dr. Rachel Wells outlined the exhaustive work being undertaken at the John Innes Centre, JIC, to breed resistance to cabbage stem flea beetles during a farmers' meeting hosted by agricultural company Frontier. The amounts of leaf consumed are calculated to show which varieties are most palatable to pests, data which is then compared to the plant's genome sequence. Some seed breeders have got material that is quite palatable to the beetle, but we also have some that is actually quite resistant. Other experiments are exploring changes in gene expression, which control the plant's defence mechanisms and leaf surface compounds, which affect feeding levels.
Norwich-based insurance giant Aviva is offsetting its carbon footprint by donating £100 million to boost nature across the UK, including an ambitious nature project in Breckland. The donation is part of Aviva's £100 million commitment to remove carbon from the atmosphere using nature-based solutions, while mitigating against residual emissions within the firm's own carbon footprint as it seeks to become net zero by 2040. Claudine Blamey, Aviva Group Sustainability Director, said the company was delighted to partner with the Woodland Trust. "Our £10 million donation over the next 5 years will not only help to remove carbon from the atmosphere, but will also improve biodiversity," she said. "Our woodland creation projects will improve nature corridors, improve water quality and slow the flow of groundwater in periods of flooding. The sites will also deliver improvements in the local community by helping to improve local air quality and create new reserves that people can enjoy for free."
Norwich crop scientists have made a vital breakthrough in the battle against a destructive wheat disease after finding defence genes in plants gathered almost 100 years ago. The John Innes Centre, GIC, is leading international efforts to combat the looming threat of wheat blast, which has spread across South America, Zambia, India and Bangladesh since it was first reported in Brazil in 1985. Researchers have identified two genes which protected experimental wheat plants against the fungal pathogen which causes the disease. The team used a technique called AgrenSeq to search for useful resistance genes amongst wild grass relatives of wheat and a panel of heritage varieties called the Watkins Collection. Collected from around the world in the 1930s, it consists of more than 300 wheat lines containing genetic diversity which existed before intensive plant breeding, which could now help protect modern crops from emerging diseases. JIC group leader Professor Paul Nicholson said, "We have made an important discovery on an emerging disease that threatens global food security. The disastrous effects of wheat blast in the wheat belts of South America, South Asia and Africa is a warning bell for Europe. We're not certain if this disease is already sitting on the horizon of Europe, but it could potentially travel through human migration or seed import. Therefore, it is critically important to defend this vital crop against the looming threat." Now it's over to our feature reader for today, Sam Elmhurst, with our first article about wood-burning stoves harming the environment.